A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The word of the Lord. Faith is a gift of God. But at some point, it's also a choice we make. A choice to believe, or a choice not to believe. And this is what Jesus is challenging Philip on. "Show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Philip has had plenty of evidence. He just needs to decide, will he believe what his eyes have seen, what his heart has touched? Will he believe what's right there in front of him? Or will he go on saying, "I need one more sign, one more, one more"? Let this be a challenge to us in our own lives, then. Do we really need more evidence? Or do we know what God wants for us and we just need to make the choice? Will we believe it? Will we do it? Because choosing to postpone belief, looking for one more sign, is a choice not to believe. What choice will we make today?